Welcome back, Dungeon Delvers and Arcane Aficionados. Today, we are breaking down Chapter 60 of Dungeons & Drams, titled Hammer Time.
Please tell me you're not going to do the dance. We have too much ground to cover for dance breaks.
I can't promise anything, S, because honestly, this chapter hits hard. Literally. We are talking adamantine hammers, ancient memories, and one extremely communicative cat.
It really was a chaotic session. We start with the party split, which is usually rule number one of what not to do. Delnus, Velany, and that crew are at the Tower of Transmutation, while Doug, Tookie, and Hirax are tackling abjuration.
Right, and transmutation was actually sad. They find High Transmuter Metaltra. She tried to survive the fall of Aetherin by true polymorphing into an adamantine statue.
But the magic fritzed out, and now she's just a statue forever. It sets a really grim tone for the session. These ancient wizards were godlike, and even they couldn't escape this.
Theme alert, the persistence of failure. Aetherin is basically a graveyard of good intentions gone wrong. Speaking of intentions gone wrong, Doug's team.
Disaster. Tookie accidentally steps on an imprisonment rune. Just bloop, gone. Into a pocket dimension.
Leaving Doug and Hirax alone with a gaping hole in the wall and a tomb tapper. Or, as the cool kids say in LaRose, a thalude.
Let's talk about the design of this encounter. You have a 20-foot-tall faceless monstrosity that eats magic inside a room that creates an anti-magic field. For a party heavily reliant on spells, Doug the sorcerer, Delnus the cleric, this is a nightmare scenario.
It turns the standard D&D power fantasy on its head. Suddenly, you aren't superheroes, you're soft, squishy mortals trapped in a stairwell.
But before the violence starts, can we give the MVP award to Binger?
Hirax's battle cat, absolute legend. Delnus is walking in clueless, and Binger literally performs a pantomime. It's Charades Death Edition.
I love that the text describes it as catamiming, which I love. Binger warns Delnus about the null magic zone so he doesn't walk in and lose his buffs. That specific beat of humor amidst the terror really grounds the scene.
So, Doug tries diplomacy. We mean you no harm. Result? Hammer to the face.
Naturally, the tapper knocks Doug into a crater. And then things get weird. Doug has these draconic foresight visions, which is his usual gimmick, seeing a few seconds into the future.
But then, he has a flashback. This is the deep dive lore moment of the week. He sees through the eyes of a dragon in ancient Netheril, watching the wizards design the tomb tapper.
I love the contrast here. You have these arrogant Netherese wizards debating engineering flaws. What if someone hits the big toe? And the other wizard is like, meh, who would ever think to do that?
Chekhov's big toe. It's hilarious, but also fascinating. It implies Doug is carrying the genetic memory of a dragon who infiltrated Aetherin millennia ago.
It bridges the gap between the past and the present. Doug uses that ancient arrogance against them. He swings the axe, takes the toe, and the giant monster kneels.
Which allows them to escape the anti-magic zone, and once they get outside, the fight changes completely.
Completely. This is where tactics shine. Doug uses telekinesis. He lifts a multi-ton giant 30 feet in the air.
It's the classic human blender strat. Lift him up, spin him around, and Delnus casts Spirit Guardians right underneath. It's a cheese grater for giants.
It really shows how much high-level D&D is about terrain control. Inside, they were dying. Outside, they bullied this thing.
Though Hirax had a rough go, lost his sword when it bounced off the hammer, then had to switch to the Yaclaw spear for the killing blow.
And in true DM trolls you fashion, the creature turns to stone when it dies with the spear stuck inside it.
Another statue added to Aetherin's collection. Just like Metaltra.
Oof, I didn't make that connection. The chapter really is about statues, isn't it? People becoming things, flesh becoming stone.
Deep stuff, S. They regroup, retrieve Tookie, hopefully traumatized but alive, and compare notes. They got the eighth line of the rite.
Stand firm in thy circle of death and consume poison. Terrifying instructions.
And it ends on a cliffhanger. They killed the tomb tapper, but in the distance,
they hear more tapping.
There's never just one roach in the kitchen, and there's never just one ancient Netherese murder construct in the basement.
We'll see if their toes are safe next week. Thanks for listening.